Number 73. Meet the Fickers. The Fickers were a very strange family. Mr. Ficker was the figurehead of the family, but everyone knew that his awful wife was the real boss. He was a fidget and a fickle politician who became well known for his filibusters and for finagling money out of people in return for favors. He often spoke in a roundabout, figurative way, and people were always glad when he reached the finale of his speech and then finished. He always carried a firearm, which was illegal, but the police didn't interfere. He was a fink, and his finery couldn't change that. Mrs. Ficker was a finicky woman who had no finesse with people whatsoever. People who visited the house said that she was often covered in filth, and her kitchen was fetid. She had sores on her legs, which festered. She never helped with the feats. She never seemed to do anything festive, and was engaged in a feud with her neighbors. She kept a goat and a filly fettered in her garden, and it was said that she had a fetish about them. I won't tell you what she is supposed to have done with the fetus of the goat. I just hope it's a fictitious story. Their son was known for playing the fiddle. He was also known for filching. He would usually just steal a fig, not enough to land him in prison. It was a finable offense, but a fiat was never issued for his arrest, because of his father's loyalty to his son. However, filial fidelity was never seen. It was a figment of the imagination at best. He was a gambler, and could be seen eating a fillet at a restaurant and furtively writing down figures. When he finished, he placed bets, which usually ended in fiasco. The daughter was a fiend. However, she was artistic and made beautiful figurines and filigrees. She often used filaments for the latter. If she filed any metal, she would keep the filings, though no one knew why. She had a filing system where she kept records of what she made. She would also filter materials from water, but again, no one knew why. Eventually, the neighbors' tolerance of the Fickers, which was not finite, ran out. Their house burnt down in a mysterious fire, and they had to move away.